Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Early on in my ministry, in the 1970s and 80s, the Lord gave me a revelation of the glory of God. It was all-consuming to me for many years. I wrote the book, The Blood and the Glory. Recently, he told me to go back to Collinsville and teach in the place where it originally came, because in these days, the church must dawn glory.
So he created beings to work with him. He created the angels to work with him. He created men to work with him. And in order to work with God, and in order to be a perfect creation, which Lucifer was, says he was, you have to have something in you that's dangerous to God. A will. A free will. Because otherwise, God is not a maker of Pinocchios, puppets, robots. No, he could. He could have made a robotic man that looked just like you. And then you would just go around, praise the Lord. Glory to God. You're programmed. Give you glory. But it means nothing. Worship means nothing unless you will to worship. Unless you choose blessings. God wants you to work that chooser you got down here, making right choices, and develop it for your job assignment in heaven. Selah. Until iniquity is found in thee. The Bible tells about it when it was found in him. Turn to Isaiah chapter 14. This is where the iniquity came in Lucifer. He was the first being, as far as we know, to turn his will against God's will. Isaiah 14. While you're turning there, once I was teaching on these things, and I was in Ezekiel, which told how beautiful he was when God made him. And I heard the voice of God up over my shoulder. And it just struck me when it was telling about the beauty of him and how perfect he was on the day he was created. I heard the voice of God say, my, how I loved him. He's not in hell now, Lucifer. He's the god of this world. And he is the prince of the power of the air. And he's in the mid-heavens. You've heard of the prince of Persia and the prince of Grecia. Well, he's the head over all of them. He moves, his throne when Jesus was here was over Pergamos, the seat of Satan, Pergamon. He moves it from time to time. That's another whole study. But he's not in hell yet. But he's going there. Now, this is when he goes there. That this happens. Earth, the Lord has judged the king of Babylon. In this chapter, it's calling Saint Lucifer that. He's broken the staff of the wicked, verse 5. And now at last, verse 7, the whole earth is at rest. Thank God, Lucifer, Satan's judged. At the judgment of Lucifer, which is coming. He's already been judged and defeated by Jesus, but he's still on the loose. And he has the right to be on the loose until Adam's lease is up, because Adam turned it over to him. So when he at last comes to judgment and is sentenced and put to hell, the whole earth is at rest, verse 7, and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no feller is come up against us. Hell from beneath, hell is beneath, is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirs up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. Throughout all of his reign, he has particularly worked down through chiefs and kings. I could name many of them. Isaac the Terrible. Of course, Hitler. And they're there. And they're waiting on him. And here he comes. And they've been down there in cells. I could take you and show you that, but we don't have time. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. So they see him coming. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as us? Art thou become like unto us? You promised us that if we threw in with you, you'd win. We'd be something big. Hitler thought he was raising up the thousand-year reign. Now you're just like, you're weak like us. Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials, the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How did it happen that you were cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For, here's how it happened. Thou hast said in thine heart, I will. And we find five I will statements when Lucifer took his will and was the first one ever to turn it against God's will. There is no ultimate reconciliation for him. No one tempted him. He did it from himself. Now you, your whole future is going to be determined by your will. By your chooser. I set before you life and death. Yes. Choose life. Yes. I set before you blessing and cursing. Yes. Choose blessing. Yes. Folks, I'm going down right after this meeting to Eagle Mountain Church, where I'm starting four sessions there on the blood moons and God's calendar. And they will be streamed. Jesus is coming. Yes. And if ever you decided to submit your whole will to God, this would be the day to do it. And he said, I will, verse 13, ascend into heaven. He had a kingdom. It was on earth. And from there where his kingdom was, you had to ascend into heaven. He could go back and forth. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. He had a throne. He was a king of the earth. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. That's where God's throne is. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. He was had a kingdom where there were clouds. And you had to go up to get to God. I will be like the Most High. I'm going to receive worship rather than give it. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the one that made the earth to tremble and did shake nations? He's just a little worm. There was a real Star Wars. Lucifer deceived even some of the angels, and he led an organized revolt against the Most High God. What was the outcome? Jesus told us in Luke 10:18. He said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Amen. This is when the 70 came back to Jesus, and they said, even the devils are subject to us. He said, what's that? I've watched Satan fall from the sky. Lucifer's rebellion so angered God that he removed himself from the environs of earth, sending it into a chaotic wasteland covered with dark waters. Throughout the intervening span of time between the Bible's first and second verses, earth lay beneath dismal waters in stark contrast to the glorious perfection of the rest of creation. Wonder what the angels thought about it. Now, the reason why I am telling you this, because in the visions God started giving me, he showed me about the angels. And that they were curious, you might say. Because here's all this vast, glorious creation, and here's this little dark, stinky place with dark waters. And I was just thinking about this, and God showed me this, that they even question it. How can that be? That there can be this in God's creation. And so, there came the day in Genesis 1:2, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of those waters. There came the day. It's just been there. No light, no God, no nothing. But there came a day when the Holy Ghost hovered over those waters. And the Lord let me hear what the angels were doing. Did you notice? Have you seen? The Holy Spirit's moving over the dark place. And it gathered them and gathered their attention. And they watched. They spread the news. And they watched as the Holy Ghost moved over the dark place. And they heard God say, "Let there be light." What had destroyed it? The light was removed. Everything God ever made is moving toward perfection, including this earth and including you. Can't be any other way. Actually, in the Hebrew word for light is or. And God said, "Yehi or." And then the next verse is, "Yehi or." Exactly the same words. Light be. And light be'd. And he wasn't talking about the sun, the moon, and the stars and their order as day four shows us. But he was talking about himself. He's going to come back and he's going to work with earth. And he's going to bring it into his plan, which is going to culminate with the glory of the Lord covering the earth.
We have on CD and DVDs the entire seminar revealing the glory that was held in a Glorious Church Fellowship, Collinsville, Oklahoma, March 2014. You've been listening to an excerpt from it. We'll be glad to send you either set, the DVDs for a special price, $75, the CDs, $55. That's $10 below cost on each item. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.